Welcome to Inner Mom's Basement Video Game Podcast, where we talk about everything video games with your host, Dan Giofue and Rage Quit Pat.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Inner Mom's Basement Podcast, and the new episode actually is episode number 65, monumental episode here today. I am Rage Quit Pat. Normally, I am joined by Dan the Pizza Man, but he is not feeling too great today, so I am going to be lone wolfing it today. How is everybody doing? Hope you all had a wonderful day tonight. On this 65th episode of Inner Mom's Basement, we have two guests today. The first time we did two guests was we did a Twitch streamer and their head mod. And we thought, well, we should do it again. And the reason why we're doing it again is because this dynamic is a very great dynamic. Normally, when I go into Twitch streams, I see the moderator kind of talking to chat, saying hello. But in this one, the moderator fucks with the Twitch streamer and trolls him. So we thought that we'd love to talk to these two awesome people and just kind of hear their journey here with streaming and moderation. So our first guest, we're going to introduce him right now. He is a horror content creator here on Twitch. He is Canadian made, born in Ontario, then moved west. He's been playing video games since he was a small child. Started with Galaxian on the Atari 2600, I hope I pronounced that right, and have been addicted ever since. Around the same time, he developed a love for horror movies and wrestling. For this person as well, loyalty, respect, and trust are key factors in a friendship. He does not like people that are fake or use people. He also tries to surround himself with good people, and that's why he made the Crystal Lake Maniacs Xbox Club and Discord. Video games and movies are his escape, and he does not allow any drama in those places. And if you fuck with him, his fun, you are done. And also, he loves boobs. And let's welcome him in here, a serial killer. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Pat? Hey, everybody.
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here on the Inner Mom's Basement podcast. And also, Serial Killer, this isn't the first time he's been on Inner Mom's Basement. He was also a part of that awesome horror panel we did in October. So it's very happy to have you back here, my friend.
Nice to be back.
All right. And now we're also going to introduce now his head mod. She grew up in a cabin in the woods next to the lake. Sounds like fucking Evil Dead to me, but yeah, well, she first got into horror when she was 5 and had a nightmare about Freddy after watching the original movie. She woke up struggling to breathe. Her mom rushed her to the hospital, and that's how she figured out she had asthma, and she wants to send a shout-out to Freddy. She was hooked ever since and started staying up late with her grandpa to watch Bela Lugosi and the classic monsters. As a preteen, she got into gaming with Halo and found her way to horror video games. Through high school, sports, jobs, and meeting her husband, gaming has been a way to tune out and relax, especially with having panic attacks, anxiety, and depression shit. She knows everyone else can relate to. Eventually, she also met this, as she would put it, D-bag named a serial killer, and the rest is history. So let's welcome his head mod, Sailor Moon. Sailor, how are we doing?
What's up, fuckers? I'm good. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing good. It's very happy to have you here, and we really appreciate to have you guys on here. So let's kick it off with the first question here. This is for both of you. Two separate questions, so whoever wants to go first, it's no problem. Serial, when did you start streaming? And Sailor, when did you become a mod?
Go ahead, Serial.
Oh, am I allowed to talk? I just gotta make sure, right? I don't want to say something, then you attack me for going first.
Oh, whatever you see, then.
Mm-hmm. I first got into streaming, I think it's been 2 years now, part-time, just fucking around. And the reason I got into streaming was I was looking for people to play Friday the 13th with. And the community that we built over on the Xbox wasn't going anywhere, really. Like, just, there was maybe 20 of us that would play. So I went to Twitter. And I was following a bunch of the people from Gun, so all of the Scream Team members I followed, and Cataly was a friend of mine. So I popped into Cataly's, and she introduced me to another streamer named Reanimator, who was playing Friday the 13th. And I watched Reanimator doing her thing, and I fucking loved the way that she interacted with everybody. So I thought, hey, maybe we should give it a try. So then I gave it a couple tries. Well, actually, we made a friend of ours, Bruno, go first because I'm a shy bitch. So we made Bruno go first. And then we just realized that I'm better than him. So I had to do it.
Oh, no.
But I'm sure Sailor will say it was different.
No. Not at all. His name is John Cena. I became a mod is very interesting in that I didn't know I was a mod. I was never asked to be a mod. I just had this really awesome friend, Sailor, who I'd met on Friday the 13th, and he introduced me to the whole streaming world with Reanimator. And I started watching her, and he started talking about streaming, and he's right, he made Bruno go first. Bruno started streaming first, and I wouldn't necessarily say Serial's better, but yeah.
Bruno sucked. I'm way better.
And I happened to jump into Serial's stream, and I noticed that I had a certain little icon beside my name, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh yeah, you're my mod. And I'm like, huh? I know nothing about modding. And so I was quickly introduced to someone named Regal Wunzer, who is fucking fantastic, and taught me the shit I needed to know. So
that's awesome. And I mean, as you guys could see here, listening between Serial and Sailor, this is why we wanted to have them both on here. They have such a great dynamic with each other. So I thought it'd be great that everyone can hear this. And, you know, it's awesome. Also, Serial, so that's how pretty much the Crystal Lake Maniacs started?
Yeah, the Maniacs were started because I found nothing but toxic fucks while trying to play Friday. So I'd play, people would quit, yeah. And then I was huge into the forums, the Friday 13th forums. And so all of the original backers of the game, because I'm an original backer from the game as well, were in there, and they created their own little thing called the Crystal Lake Employment Agency. So I was a part of that, but those guys all concentrated on escapes. I like killing Jason. I think the only reason to play the fucking game is to kill Jason. Uh-huh. So I decided to build my own team of people. And I built a team of people that killed Jason with me, and then all of a sudden I met this other guy, Otto, and his friend, and they joined up with me, and I played with them, and then we met with Sailor and them, and they joined, and it's been great since. Yeah. We built quite the great fucking Jason
killing machine. You only streamed Friday for the longest time. He wouldn't stream anything else. It was just Friday whenever he streamed.
And coming from experience, you know, this fucking guy probably has killed me a shit ton of times as playing. I enjoy playing as Jason, but when I'm playing against like you guys, I'm like, I'm fucked. I mean, I have to fucking really know, like, you really have to know how to play Jason when we're playing with the Crystal Lake Maniacs, because you can't just go in there and fucking just hack and slash and hope for the best.
You know, a moment I will never forget playing Friday, and it's probably the best moment ever. And hands down, doesn't matter what happens in the future playing Friday or any other game, the best moment I've ever had in any game is beating fucking Serial as Jason. Oh, yeah. Kicking his ass, being the first one to kill him as Jason ever. I fucking celebrated, and he was pissed.
No, you did not.
They were so we're playing the game back, and we're going, hey Sailor, I'm talking. You shut up over there. So we're playing this round, and there's her and this other girl, the twisted twin Tasha, and they're like sending me pictures of all these hot chicks, boobs, and celebrities on my phone.
Oh no.
So I look, and then before you know it, they take my mask off, and then they're sending more booby pictures, and then I get killed. It was bullshit.
Oh, whatever.
I was gonna ask too, Sailor, so that's pretty much how you met how you became Serial's mod. You kind of just
was introduced to the Maniacs, and when he started streaming, he just made me a mod. As you know, we were really good friends. And that's the thing about my relationship with Serial, is that I can fucking say anything to him, whether it's I think your shit looks bad or pitch. You know, I don't like this, and I don't have to worry about a fallout, you know, him getting, I mean, he's pissy. He gets pissy, but you know, I don't have to worry about him like saying, oh my God, we're not friends anymore, you know, because I don't like his shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
no,
like my kid?
That's not what I said.
This question for both of you guys, actually, you know, we both, obviously Serial, we know, and Sailor, you guys said in your bios, and we know Serial's a horror content creator here. What are some of your guys', you know, favorite horror games? It could be, you know, old and new, but what are some of your guys', you know, favorite horror games?
Go ahead, Moon.
Fatal Frame. I wish so bad that they would reboot Fatal Frame.
Phenomenal series.
Fatal Frame. Oh yeah, I love Fatal Frame. Silent Hill.
Oh yeah.
Fucking love
another,
Silent Hill.
Another great game.
I really liked the loneliness of those kind of horror games, but I also love puzzle solving horror games. Like Layers of Fear, Outlast, you know, they're great.
Well, and you mentioned like Silent Hill. I mean, going back, that's back, you know, thinking back to like PlayStation 1.
Oh, yeah.
Just a very good series. I mean, I remember being scared shitless when you heard like the bell ringing. Oh. And that's when you knew like an enemy was nearby. And like, it was so, you couldn't, it was so dark. Like the game was very dark and grim. And you kind of just couldn't see what was ahead of you until they came into the flashlight. That's what I really also loved mm-hmm. about that series.
And it, those kind of games are really great of getting you into it. Then just like everything else falls away. Like yeah. you're really there in that world. It's so great.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite in the series? Have you played all the series of Silent Hill or did you stop?
You know, I actually stopped with The Room.
Oh,
because yeah, The Room was, I don't know what about The Room, it fucking terrified me. And I could not beat it. As much as I wanted to, I couldn't beat it. So
I played them all. The last one I played, I think, was the one on 360. It was the one with the downpour. Pretty much after The Room, for me, also, the games just kind of dipped in quality, and they were just
yeah.
piles of shit, and... You know, Sarah, what about you? You know, obviously you mentioned Friday the 13th is, you know, such a big game for you. But is there any other horror games that you love?
I think the first horror game I really got into was Splatterhouse.
Oh, very good game. I haven't heard too many people say that. That was a really, actually, a very good game on the Wii.
Oh, no, older than Wii.
Oh, is it?
It was on my TurboGrafx.
Oh, my God, I played the one in the Wii. That's the one I remember.
Yeah, so I played that a lot, and then probably one of my favorite series ever was the Eternal Darkness series, which was a GameCube series.
Yeah, that's one series I wish they continued. That was also a very good game, and I also loved in that game where your sanity, as time went, you had to pay attention to your sanity. That was a really interesting feature in a game.
Yeah, they had two of them, right? Two Eternal Darknesses. And then there was another one on the GameCube. I think it was called The Sickness. Fuck, was it? It's very similar to that as well, where you're in a prison and you go crazy. Why can I not think of the name right now? Anyways, I used to play those back-to-back. And then what else came out? Hunter the Reckoning. That was a great one as well from back then.
I never played that one.
All great games, and I still have them all.
Oh, shit. You know what? House of the Dead.
Oh, gosh.
House of the
Amazing.
Dead. I used to play the arcade game at the bowling alley. I loved that game.
I mean, that game was... I remember when I got a Sega Dreamcast, and one of the reasons why was because House of the Dead was on Sega Dreamcast, and I felt like an arcade in my home. Just the console itself, too. But House of the Dead, I mean, I have so many fond memories of playing that game. It was just so quirky, too. Like, the voice acting
was... That was my first zombie game.
Really? Oh, wow.
I love how no one said Resident Evil.
Well, I mean, that's my favorite series. I wanted to definitely hear what your guys, you know, kind of how you guys started with horror games and some of your favorites. But for me, it's Resident Evil are my favorite horror games. I mean, I think they've definitely got back on track with Resident Evil 7. And, of course, the remakes are fantastic. If you guys have not played the remakes, I would highly recommend them. And of course we got Resident Evil 8 on the way too, which, you know, looks fantastic as well. Is that something you guys are interested in?
Oh, I'll be playing that one.
And it, also, it's kind of crazy what's going on with horror games too, right? Like, let's look at almost like with movies, a lot of the better horror games per se are independent on Steam. So let's say, you know, Phasmophobia. There's another game that just came out that Devour people are talking about. So it seems that horror, like in with the movies, where the indie movies are actually much better than the AAA movies, it's almost as if the horror games as well are much better than the, are, you know, coming out much better than the AAA titles. But, you know, 2021's got some good lineups though. Resident Evil 8, we have Back 4 Blood, which looks really good, and Evil Dead as well. So hopefully,
That's what I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah.
And Evil Dead will be great.
There's been some good Evil Dead games though too. You know, the Fistful of Boomstick, I believe it was on PlayStation 2. Actually,
I never played it. Didn't have a PlayStation at the time.
Now, would you consider Blood Rain horror? Because I fucking love Blood Rain.
I would. Yes, I would consider Blood Rain horror. A very great, great game as well. Very under, you know.
Ass in that game? Jesus Christ.
I just went around jumping on people and sucking their blood. It was so fun.
That's all I did.
Did you guys ever play or hear about the game The Suffering on PlayStation 2?
That's what I was talking about. Suffering. Yeah. That's one I couldn't think of in the jail.
Oh, The Suffering, yes.
Yes, that game's great. That's one in the prison, the second one.
No, I haven't played it.
It's so good.
Yeah, The Suffering, you're in a prison and these fucking monsters just start attacking the prison. And what's really fun about that game is you have good and bad choices. So whatever your choices are, you'll get different endings. So it's a lot of fun. It's really good.
See, how do you remember that synopsis when I just pointed it out and you couldn't tell me the name of the damn game?
Well, you said the synopsis was much different. You said the jail. So my bad, sir.
It went crazy in a prison.
Yeah, but there's, you know, could be anything. I could be anything.
Yeah. So many of those on the GameCube.
And really quick, Cyril, before we jump to the next topic, I know you told us off stream you wanted to explain why Jason would fucking rip Michael Myers' head off. Could you explain why you think that?
Oh, well, Jason would love to rip Michael's head off because he found out that Michael had an affair with Pamela and he fucked her sideways. He fucked that bitch to death and buried her pregnant, and out came Jason. And Jason came out, little fucker couldn't swim. He drowned while Michael was over boning all the ladies at the camp. He's just jealous. He's jealous that Michael's got the looks, right? Jason can't grow hair.
Freddy would fuck up Michael and Jason any day.
That's not true, because Jason won Freddy versus Jason.
Did he though?
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Did he?
He did.
Yeah. No.
No, at the end of it, Jason's in the dream world. Freddy blinks.
Yep.
Well, there's an alternative ending. Did you ever see the alternate ending to that movie?
Yeah, you know why it's called alternative? Because it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. It's not in the movie.
No, I know, but it was kind of funny. Like, they're the couples getting ready to have sex.
And Ro's probably losing her shit.
Turns into Freddy.
Michael's a creepy peeping Tom jerking off in the corner.
He can jerk off wherever he wants. He's alive.
But
Jason's dead.
Here we go, Cyril. I got a good one for you. Could you tell us the origin story of drinking from Jesus's cock? How did that all come about?
It came about, I was shopping in a store called Spencer's looking for some shit. Like, anything to buy. I like buying t-shirts or anything horror. And I was looking for some shot glasses. Because I don't know if you remember, Sailor. Remember that picture of the shot glass I had with Jason's mask on it and stuff?
Yeah. I remember
I wanted to find
something
like that. So I wanted to find a Jason shot mask that I could take a shot from. And we're walking through the store, and Chronic looks up, and he's like, holy shit, look at that thing. Because I've always called my drinks rum and Dr. Pepper holy water from when I got married in the Dominican Republic, because they called rum and coke holy water there. So that's what I've always called it since then, back in 2003. And so we're walking through this fucking store, and up top on the shelf, Chronic sees this thing, and it's Jesus, and it has a holy water symbol on the front of it. So I had to do it.
And then now it's come like so, like a norm in your dream now. Pretty much a norm.
Yep.
The prick's taken over my stream.
Start the
stream
of the
shot. He's pretty much taken over everything. I'm going to start putting him up on the wall with some nails.
Can you also?
The cock of Jay is more popular than cereal.
I think so.
Yeah, I remember when I first went into his stream. I don't even think I was actually on Twitch because I didn't see it on Mixer that much. I remember him taking shots on Mixer, but I really started noticing on Twitch when he's like, "All right, shot," and I'd hear, "All right, shot, shot, shot." And then I just see him start drinking from Jesus's cock, and I'm like, all right, I'm in it.
Yeah, the shots have always been through the cock of Jay.
Really quickly, too, Cyril, can you tell everyone here, and also for our audio listeners, about the Dry February that you're doing on stream?
Yeah. So basically, I've chosen this month, because it's short, to go dry. I'm going to go dry to try to raise some money for alcohol awareness and cancer. two things that I think are a very, very viable subject and something everybody should talk about and be conscious of. Because my stream relies so much on alcohol, a lot of people may think that there's a lot more alcoholism going in it, and I just want to raise awareness to that. You know, if you guys do have alcohol problems, go get some help. I always try to tell everybody when I'm doing my shots, it does not matter what we're drinking. You can drink orange juice, apple juice, whatever the fuck you want. As long as we're doing it together, it doesn't have to be alcohol. And I really mean that.
Awesome. And guys, yeah, definitely. If you guys want to check out Acerial's Twitch, we are definitely going to announce it at the end of the podcast. And you guys could definitely go in there and hang out and, you know, support the awesome cause. Awesome.
Thanks,
Sailor, question for you on here. So you talk about Cyril kind of made you a mod. When did you start deciding to troll him? And what would be kind of your favorite troll memory? Because like I said, when I would go into, let's say, different streams,
since I rescued her from the force.
I would see like the moderators kind of just talking the chat and talking to the streamer. But like I said, in your case, you know, you have him put on a face hugger and all this other shit that he has to do.
I think I just kind of got sick of the bullshit of mods. I think it's, I struggle with it because I know, like, you have to retain a certain amount of professionalism when greeting people, especially if they're new to the community and they don't really know the dynamic between me and Cyril very well. But I thought it wasn't very authentic to our friendship to just be, like, completely professional and act like I don't know him like I know him, or treat him like I would normally treat him. I just got kind of fed up with it because I troll him even when he's not streaming. Like, that's just, you know, we have a very, I think it's a unique relationship in that I can say whatever I want to him and he won't get mad. He'll, you know, he pushes back. We troll each other, and I think that's unique. And I hated going into modding and not showing that relationship off and me not being myself. And so I hated it. So it didn't take very long for me to quickly start to troll him. And it helped with the loot cards that I made for him, because it allowed me to explore that factor and have a reason for me to, you know, be a dick. But I would say one of my favorite memories of trolling him is he pissed me off because I couldn't play Friday with him. And I don't even remember what he said. I just remember it's the reason why we have cooldowns as much as we do on our loot cards, because I just hit him with fucking everything. Mario, face hugger, shade. I just pushed everything at him and was just fucking trolling him straight for like 10 minutes, just throwing everything at him. He couldn't curse, and he was so pissed. He was so pissed. Look on his face. And I believe it was when he was Jason. And that pisses him off even
I think
more.
I have that face right now.
he gets salty, so salty, when he is Jason more than any other gamer. He rages when he's Jason. And I love to fuck with him more when he is Jason. And, I mean, he will legitimately be fucking pissed. But I know, like, it's all good.
It's kind of funny when we're playing Jason with the Cyril, and we're like, my God, Sailor. We're like, Sailor, please fucking, we're like, please. We're like, please play face hugger. Please play face hugger. Like, come on. And I'll look at stream and I'll see him have the face hugger. All right, guys, let's go. He's got the fucking face hugger on. Find the damn sweater. Let's fucking kill his ass.
Stream sniping bitch.
If he is Jason and he's quiet, and you know he's pissed, you know he's not having a great time.
I think the best was, and we didn't clip it and I was so upset, was when either I was Jason and when he was Jason and we fucking killed him and no one clipped it, and I was so pissed. I was so pissed nobody clipped it when we killed him as Jason, because he kind of stayed paused for a while. I was like, fuck. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, I've died now 21 times as Jason. I'm over it, though. The first The first time was not good. You know,
I will say that was the worst.
Yeah, the first one.
But you're so not over it. Don't lie. Don't fucking lie. I was like,
you fucking bitches. Fuck. I was mad.
And
it's the thing is, I know the game so well. I know when I fuck up. So I get more mad at myself because I know exactly what I should have done, but my ego gets to me and I just like to fuck around. Oh.
Yeah. And it's also hard because we've played with each other so long. We know each other's moves. We know how I know how he's going to play Jason. He knows how I'm going to play Tiffany because Tiffany's my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it more difficult for us because we know each other so well. It's hard to change our play to trip each other up.
I thought it'd be interesting, too, also to kind of talk about all of us here have, I know Sailor watched Serial play the medium. We played the medium. I just wanted to kind of get a quick review and, you know, what were your guys' thoughts on the medium? I thought it was a great game. I just, the ending just kind of was like, another anticlimactic fucking ending here.
I'll go first before Serial does his, because, I haven't got to play it. I got to watch it. And it looks like an amazing game. I think I'll enjoy it, but Serial sucks at puzzle games.
It took me 10 hours to finish Game Woman.
And typically, I think it's like a 2 to 4 hour game for, you know,
most puzzle
solvers.
It's 8 to 10 hours.
Don't say that.
Oh, well.
Sailor, you suck donkey dick. I'm better than you at everything. Just know it. Why can't you give me a compliment? I'm amazing.
Sometimes you don't suck. There you go.
There you go. That's better. I really enjoyed it. The game actually reminds me a lot of Eternal Darkness.
I like it in the sense of the fixed camera works, you know, really well. We don't really see too many games anymore with a fixed camera. And I thought the fixed camera worked well. And I also loved how it ended up working with the dual screens when you're in
the
normal world and then you're in the medium the world. And I thought it worked really well. I was like a little nervous about that because you're on two different screens, but what I loved about it too was that you had to solve certain puzzles in each different screen, which I also really enjoyed.
That ending
the puzzles were fun. The controls were very Resident Evil 2 though.
Old school, you were saying, like, right? Like old school Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. The music, too, was. I also love the music. I know Serial.
Really?
I thought the music was great. I actually have it downloaded on my phone. I thought the music was fucking. I know Serial.
I can see that about you, Pat.
I know Serial didn't like the music because the music is playing. He's like, is this fucking almost over? This song sucks.
I would recommend that anybody that's going to play the game do not stream the game first. You miss too much of the story, too much of what's going on. Play it offline.
I feel like this is your excuse for being bad at puzzle games.
Oh, is it?
Sounds like it.
I could see that, and I understand why Cyril's saying that too. The game is very, if you're not paying attention to the story, you're gonna miss that. You're gonna miss it, and I'm not gonna say any spoilers, but. The story is very interesting, and it also covers a lot of mental health. So I could definitely see why Serial is recommended. I actually kind of would recommend that too. I did stream it, but I could definitely recommend an offline play because you'll really get immersed into the story much more when you're obviously playing it offline.
Yeah, you do. Raw actually recommended that since I was streaming it, that I streamed it back to back, and I didn't do that. So you totally forget how to fucking play when you come back to it in a week. So yeah, definitely just play straight through it offline.
Yeah, I could attest to that as well. I didn't play it for like a day or two, and I kind of had to kind of remember the controls a little bit too because of the fixed cameras and what was like that sense ability that you had and stuff like that.
Yeah, sense and the blast.
Yeah. But all in all, I thought it was a great game. I mean, I was actually really surprised.
And I don't know if you go by what it says at the end of the game, minus waiting for an hour because Regal makes you watch fucking credits.
What was funny about that was
it's only halfway done, right?
So, I mean, it looks like by the ending, and again, I don't want to say too many spoilers, that they might be coming out with a sequel, which will be interesting. I mean, I like the Bloober team. You know, Blair Witch was a very good game.
Yeah, I love that one.
Both Layers of Fear.
Yeah, Layers of Fear. So I really do like the Bloober team. They are a really good developer. And I hope they continue with horror and these type of games because they work out really well.
I just want another game like Friday. There's not another game like Friday out there. Not multiplayer, not like that.
Yeah, I know.
Ben's working on something.
I know, you know, Serial played, you know, Predator, which I know was like somewhat close to that. You know, really quickly, Serial, what were your comments on Predator?
See, I thought Predator was going to be more similar because it's asymmetrical, but it's actually not. It's very firefight. So it's more like mixing Call of Duty or one of those games with Friday the 13th. The guns make the action too fast. But if you get in with a good Predator, you're completely fucked. So I do like the game. I don't have anybody to play it with, and that's the issue. With those kind of games, you need to play with friends.
So so basically it's almost in the same sense like with Friday. If someone's a really good Jason, you're fucked.
Nope, we kill every Jason. I don't care how good they are.
Jason, I mean, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I've seen you struggle. I've seen with you what? Struggle killing Jasons. Just because I'm not there and I have to mod.
If I have my team, we kill every Jason.
Serial, so I was wondering if you could tell us how much you love dressing up as Super Mario when you're on stream.
I never heard of him. Interesting.
Oh, man.
You don't have to do an impression, but you could just tell us, you know, how much you enjoy.
If there's anything I hate, it's Super Mario.
It originally wasn't Mario. That loot card was originally called Spicy Meatball, and he was supposed to do an Italian accent, mm-hmm. but there was a miscommunication because when I thought Italian accent, I thought like Mario. And when he originally did the card, I'm like, what is this accent? Like, what are you doing right now? And so we ended up switching the card to Mario because that's more like what I had envisioned.
Yeah, because originally it was a get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right? It was a very New York mobster. But then she decided she wanted fucking Mario.
I mean,
and
it's
I
great.
I hate it.
I mean, it's fucking great to kind of see you pause and kind of see you throw on your hat and you're like, here we go.
The pause is all me trying to talk myself into it. If I can't do an accent or something, it really bothers me. And the Mario I know is not good.
Yes, it is.
So I go through it in my head over and over until I do it.
You are great at that voice. You are. Yeah, and I'm even thinking, I don't know, we might have to do a poll in our chat or something, but or on Discord. But I think that when you play as Jason and the Mario Kart is played, if Jason rages while the Mario Kart is up, you need to do Wario.
Wario?
Yep.
I don't even know how to do Wario.
Sure, you can figure it out. I know you can. That way...
Body lean.
I mean, I think you do a good job as Mario, too, and it's just funny to kind of hear you going, here we go, and like, fuck it, just... And like, you're getting chased. Little, and he's getting chased. He's like, oh my god, leave me alone. Like, do you find it, like, more difficult that you're like not drinking and you're doing the Mario impression?
Streaming in total is way harder without the alcohol. I do not drink during the week. So when I'm not streaming, I don't drink. I drink basically because I'm a shy bitch. I am very nervous to stream.
He doesn't look in the, if you notice, he doesn't look in the camera as much. Mm-hmm. He's very focused on the game more.
It takes me a lot. I don't like being looked at. It bothers me.
When you first started streaming, did you not have a cam and you kind of slowly went into having a cam, or
when I first started streaming, my cam was like real, real, real small and black. I was a shadow.
Coma.
Yeah, it was dark.
It took a long time. Raw fucking attacked me nonstop. Okay. Well, she wasn't like harsh or anything, but she'd tell me, okay, now we're gonna get your camera a little bit bigger and you gotta do this and you gotta do that, and I'm like, no.
She never gave him an option either.
No.
Bra, like she was on him. Like, yeah. You need to do this.
Yeah, and Ra's awesome. Yeah. Ra's awesome with giving good critiquing on streaming and stuff
good
like that.
Good motivation too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely get more.
Yeah. If you're a new streamer or you are a streamer that's been streaming from a long time, there's a lot you can learn from Reanimator. She makes people streamers. Right? This lady knows what she's doing and she is willing to help anybody out there. Like, she's a pretty amazing lady. I'm so glad I've met her.
And if you're wanting to actually be a good mod, her head mod will teach you anything and not ask for anything in return. She's fucking amazing. Regal wants her.
And yeah, as I said too before, when I met Reanimator, you know, this awesome community, you know, was on Mixer and she was on the partner spotlight, and you know, I clicked her and I was like, holy shit, she fucking loves horror. So do I. I saw her background and she was kind of doing a critiquing on streaming on that. And I was like, oh, wow, Mixer doesn't have anybody like this. And then I kind of obviously, you know, got to know everybody. And, you know, it's been a blessing that I met all you guys and you, Sailor, Serial, Regal, you know, the Monster Squad. I met a lot of people through Raw and it's been, you know, amazing. And I'm happy that you guys have welcomed me with, you know, open arms and, you know, I don't have to, you know, put on a persona or a show. You know, I could just be myself, and that's what.
I fucking love you because you're a troll.
Well, I didn't start.
It's nice to not ever have to hide behind a mask like a little bitch, right? With me, you just come straight out. I'm straight up with you. You're straight up with me. My streams are very, very. Who gives a shit what happens? We're all there to have fun. Nobody's gonna judge anybody in my shit, my Discord or anything. We're there to have fun. If you're not there for fun, or you're a little sensitive bitch, you might as well just take your stupid little skull face and get the fuck out, because that's all that's going to happen. You'll get skull fucked and thrown the fuck out, because we don't care.
We're there for fun.
And I've said it ever since I started. As soon as you start fucking with my fun, you're out.
Yep.
Yeah, and again, and it's been
drama.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. And, you know, we've gotten to play some games together, and we'll actually make an announcement after the podcast on what's going on tomorrow. But we'll save that for after the podcast. And question for you, Sailor, with modding. Do you kind of have a method when you're going to troll Serial with the stream loot cards? Like, do you, like, kind of
It's called waking up in the morning, Pat.
I will say there's an occasion where I'm like, you know, there's sometimes when nobody's really feeling like chatting or whatever, and I might be a little bored, so I'm like, I'm going to fuck with Serial.
Well, the reason why
it's really hard, it's really hard to watch him play, because until like he actually started really getting into streaming, and meaning I had to spend more time in chat, because when we first started I would set my laptop up and stream and play, or well, mod and play, and I can't do that anymore. And so it's really frustrating to watch somebody like you're good friends with get to play a game that you would normally play with them, and you can't. Just like, fuck off, man. That's the trolling. So it's like, if you get to play, I'm going to fucking troll you.
Only reason why I ask is because, you know, I'll notice when he's like the killer, let's say, in Dead by Daylight, and then all of a sudden I just see a fucking face hugger on his face. I'm like, what the fuck? Sailor
or the dress up. All of a sudden he's Pinhead or he's Freddy.
The Pinhead one is amazing. And the Freddy one too. I never knew that one.
Yeah, fucking great mask. His mask. His collection in general is awesome. It's really awesome. There's a particular item that I'm going to have, but his collection is a good one.
Yeah, Sarah, let's talk about that. You know, when we were on the horror podcast, we didn't really touch on your collection. Tell us about, you know, your horror collection, because it is extensive and it is. You know, if you guys have never been in Serial Killer's stream, his backdrop with all the masks and everything is fucking awesome. So if you could tell us, you know, your horror collection.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
You could start with a glove.
Yeah.
A particular item that
my
you know,
glove?
I enjoy.
Yeah,
that's going to be mine
one day. I love horror movies. I love horror games. So I collect a lot of horror movie shit. So I go to a lot of horror cons and shit like that. And when I go to those, I always try to get something that's only at that con so that I can get it signed and brought back. Well, I happened to get my hands on a Freddy versus Jason screen glove. So I got that signed by Robert Englund, and Miss Sailor Moon thinks she owns it now.
It was actually worn by him in Freddy versus Jason. Who would not want to lick that?
The same. Yeah, so I collect a bunch of shit. Like my favorite collectible that I own is actually not even horror. It's Hulk Hogan. I'm a big wrestling fan too.
Oh, sorry.
But,
okay.
Yeah. no, I have I've got pretty much all the slashers collectible masks and costumes, full costumes. And then I have all of the pretty much all the horror NECA that NECA toys that they've come out with. Just tons of shit. Whatever I see that I think looks cool, I kind of grab.
Well, your Jason masks, those are like,
yeah,
primo. Those are really awesome.
What Jason masks do you have? Do you have like from all the movies or?
I have them all except for Jason X.
Oh wow! So you actually have even Jason Goes to Hell, that mask?
Yep.
Oh wow! Which Jason X don't you have? The Oh,
the Uber.
Is that one like a hard to find or?
No. I found it. I just haven't bought it yet because I'm cheap.
He's saying
actually, I'm not cheap. I find other shit to spend money. I really want that Terminator.
There's a mask for Terminator or?
No. There's a
I want a full size Terminator.
Ah,
like made from Sideshow.
Oh, that's awesome. And Sailor, do you have like a horror collection or anything?
I do. I've been collecting Living Dead dolls since I was 14. And I have some Jason figurines, some Freddy. I have actually a rare Edward Scissorhands, not horror, but I love Edward Scissorhands. Living Dead doll.
Well,
and mine's better. Just saying. Okay. and I have some art up on the wall. I have the like classic posters, and you know, it's not quite as extensive, but you know, it's a little collection. I like it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I have just, you know, I have a couple like Funko Pops of like Jason and Freddy, a couple Michael Myers ones too that I'm pretty proud of. I've always wanted to go to like a horror
convention.
Well,
a lot of my collection started with DVDs and VHS movies because I've always collected those. And then they started doing like releases of stuff with movies. And that's kind of how I started getting into it.
So which was, do you still collect those or are you kind of calmed down with that since now? Okay.
No, I have two coming right now. I've got, the hell's coming? Silent Night, Deadly Night is on its way with a NECA figure. And then I have, what the hell's the other one? I got two on their way right now.
So what we talked about before, Sailor, I'm assuming Nightmare on Elm Street is your favorite slasher. And I know
yes, Nightmare on Elm Street is my favorite horror movie ever.
And Serials is Michael Myers. So if you guys could pick out of the entire series, what is your guy's favorite kill in those series? And I will say, so Sailor, you cannot use Welcome to Primetime, Bitch.
is that yours?
I talked about it before. It is one of my favorites, but I don't know why I love the kill so much when he kills the wizard man, because he's like, I am the wizard man. And then he just grabs him and just goes, I'm sorry, kid, but I don't believe in fairy tales, and just fucking stabs him in the heart. I don't know why I love that kill so much. It's just fucking... Actually, no. My favorite Freddy kill is when he makes out with the girl in Freddy 4.
Want to suck face?
Yep.
Oh, want to suck face,
Want to suck face and just sucks the air right out of her.
I would say his first kill when he kills Tina, dragging her up the wall. That
Tina!
Is... him killing Tina, it just kind of sets the tone for, holy fuck, you know? Like, because to me that was like, it's so memorable. Like, how it goes from dream world to what Todd is seeing at the time, or Rod. Oh my God, it's been
Rod.
Forever.
Rod.
And you see her being dragged up the wall by nothing, and that's horrifying.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere, and then she just falls on the bed. My favorite kill.
And like, and it was crazy too, because the blood like kind of splattered everywhere.
Yeah, it has the splash sound.
Yeah,
the blood was
kinda
great.
It's kind of corny, but I love that splash sound.
The boobs looked horrible though.
Well, they were covered. They were covered in blood. I don't think you could really see too much.
Well, when he ripped her shirt open and sliced her down the chest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they fucked up that kill in the remake. The remake kill was, they really ruined that kill.
The remake in general fucking sucked.
Sarah, what about you? What is your favorite Halloween kill? Bob. And really quickly, it can't be a strangulation kill.
No, it's Bob.
Bob.
Which one was Bob?
It's Bob.
Bob is the boyfriend that's wearing the ghost costume. When he goes down to get some beer.
Bob doesn't Michael wear the
ghost. Wears it. Oh, that Bob goes down to get the beer. Michael picks him up and pins him against the door. And does the head tilt.
Yep. One of my favorites in the series is, actually there's two of them, is the shotgun kill when he fucking puts the shotgun through the girl and hangs her up on the fucking door. And also in The Curse of Michael Myers when he stabs the guy on the electrical circuit and fucking his head explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are probably my favorite kills. But I mean, Bob is a very popular one. Is there any other one, Serial?
No, Bob would definitely be my favorite, but the pitchfork in part four was good at the farmhouse.
I think that was part five.
Is it part five?
Yeah, I think that
might be part five. Tina's in it.
Do you have all
I'm surprised. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Sailor.
I was just going to say, I'm surprised it's not like the very sexual strangulation of the chick in the car.
I love the breathing in that part.
Oh, right. Don't forget part two. Well, you said you like boobs. What about part two when he's dunking the girl in the jacuzzi and you see her boobs very often?
Yeah, no, that one's good too. I like the personal ones though. Like the strangulation ones, I do like. But you said it couldn't be strangulation.
Yeah.
No, I like when he's very personal. I like the head tilt and when you just see him from afar and he's doing his thing. I think that's an awesome image. Like, if you walked into a house and you saw some dude pick someone up and pin him to a door, and he just tilts his head and looks at him in amazement, that's fucked.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'd be like, I'll go take that little bitch over at the lake and fuck him up. Fuck this guy. I'm not fucking with him.
Really quickly, guys, we're going to just take a quick break here for our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll probably dive into a little bit more horror. So we'll be right back, guys. All right, guys. Welcome back. Thank you, guys. Again, I am Rage Quit Pat, co-host here at In Our Mom's Basement, and we have a serial killer who is a horror content creator here on Twitch joining us, and we have his head mod, SailorMoon148, joining us as well. Is there any horror, you know, we didn't really touch on, and I don't think the subject comes up too much, is horror remakes. And let's even in video games, so let's do both. Let's do movies and video games. Both of them. What are some of your guys' favorite horror remakes in movies and in video games?
Evil Dead TCM.
Yep, I have to 100% agree. We've had this conversation before, me and Serial, and we both agree when it comes to the horror remakes, especially the classic like slashers, Texas Chainsaw.
With definitely the best with Jessica one. Biel? Yep.
Yes.
That was a really good one, yeah.
That was that stuck to the feel of Texas Chainsaw in the original kind of story. And the Evil Dead remake is fucking awesome. It's bloody, it's gory, it's everything I want in a horror.
And they did a really good job, like kinda not as graphic as they did that scene with the trees in the first one, but I was actually really surprised that they basically kinda reenacted that scene. Not to the extent of the first one.
I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did, because I don't like really, really extreme, like sexual horror,
like Last House on the Left type a scene with that scene.
Even that doesn't exactly bother me. I'm talking more like, what is that film you make me watch, Serial? With the porn guy. What is that movie?
Oh, with Ron Jeremy?
Is it a Serbian film? That film is like, I can't really take that. Like, I saw it once and I'm like, I'm good. But I don't like them censoring everything like that. Like,
yeah.
To me, the more the merrier. It's horror. You know, it's supposed to be kind of appalling.
And I loved how they didn't really, in the remake, they didn't do anything with Ash. It was a whole different storyline and stuff like that. I was really worried they were going to maybe bring somebody else.
Did you pay attention to the credits?
Of course I did. But I'm just saying, like, I was nervous that they were going to recast Bruce Campbell. That's what I was, like, worried about.
Well, as far as I know, I think it's the same universe, same canon, yeah. Just
it is.
So many years later.
Yeah. But one of my favorites is Dawn of the Dead, 2004. I really love that.
That is good.
I love that horror remake as well. That was really well done, and Ving Rhames fucking kicks ass in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That started the running zombie, didn't it?
From what I could remember, yes. I don't really remember seeing too many running zombies before Dawn of the Dead 2004. I remember it was a lot of walking, unless anyone, you know, you guys.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of one.
I'm pretty sure that started the running zombie.
I'm not a huge zombie freak. I do like zombie movies.
What about what about games? What are guys some of your favorite? 28 Days. Dawn of the Dead came out before 28 Days Later, I believe.
Yeah, it did.
But what about the games? Have you guys had any like horror remake games that you guys like, or just any remakes in general? Actually, if anything.
Yeah, yay. Friday the 13th.
Well, you would consider that.
I would agree.
So you guys
are remake.
It is. There was an original game.
I know that in NES it was a pile of shit, but I don't.
Oh, Serial fucking sucks at it. I don't know if you ever.
It's a fucking hard game, man.
It's a hard game. I don't know. I mean, if you guys, if anyone in chat or anybody, NES games, my goodness, man, I've never played. Like, people have it easy now. Everyone thinks Dark Souls and Demon Souls and that fucking shit is difficult. Fucking hook up an NES and play these fucking movie games. They were ridiculous. There's no map. There's nothing. You didn't know where to go.
No, that game was fucking ridiculous. I never finished it.
No, I mean, I don't blame
you. And Nightmare on Elm Street was fucking hard, too.
Well, those games were like, where the fuck do you go games? Like, there's no, you don't know where the fuck to go.
I think I just like playing them just to see the character, Freddy and Jason.
I loved, you know, I said it before, Resident Evil 2 remake. I mean, if, you know, Serial, if that's something you're really interested in, I know you played Resident Evil 7.
Actually my favorite Resident Evil game.
Yeah.
Is Resident Evil 2.
I would highly recommend you give Resident Evil 2 remake a try. It is, and I played it 4 times because you get different endings and the playthroughs are different each time. And obviously you play as Leon and Claire. I beat it. You have the A endings and the B endings. The B endings are the best, but just the atmosphere and how a remake should be made. They nailed it with Resident Evil 2. Don't get me wrong. I like the Resident Evil 3 remake, but compared to two is really good. And I would definitely highly recommend anyone as well that's in chat. Definitely give Resident Evil 2 remake.
So the Queen is saying that 28 Days Later is the first movie that got credited for Fast Zombies.
That's bull. Well, they could go fuck themselves because Dawn of the Dead had running Fast Zombies.
Claire Redfield's just shit, too. Like, I love playing Claire.
Yeah.
I love her in Code Veronica as well.
Yes, another very... I wish they would remake that game. That was a really good game as well. But, yeah, I mean... Claire, Leon, both amazing characters in the series. I loved playing both of them. The only thing that Leon has the edge over Claire is Leon does get better weapons.
Yeah. Oh, for sure he does.
Yeah. He has much better weapons than Claire. I remember the fucking lickers I had a problem with because her freaking weapons were so shit. Question for Serial. You know, when you were before, even maybe before you were streaming or maybe even now, is there any streamers that you kind of looked up to or kind of followed and, you know, that kind of motivate you? Yeah, that you look up to or maybe...
Absolutely nobody. Or I'm maybe, the fucking best.
Or maybe motivate you.
Reanimator. 100%. 100% Reanimator.
And what are how, you know, how come?
I've already said why. Were you not listening?
I was listening. Say it again, Dick. We'd like to hear it again.
Because Raw took me under her wing. She's a person that she saw that I was out there chatting in her streams, and she found out that I was going to start streaming more, and she took it upon herself to help me build everything that I have now. That's what she did. She taught me how to talk to people. She taught me how to read chat, which I'm still not great at, but I'm only on one monitor. Mm-hmm. She teaches you how to treat your community. Like, she's an all-out amazing person.
She popped my streamer cherry. She was the first person I ever watched.
I watch Bicycle of Death. I watch Elias. I don't really look for a whole lot of streamers, so I watch mostly whoever's in the community.
You watch your friends.
Yeah, I stick with my friends. I don't care what other people are doing. This is what makes me more, mm-hmm. is if somebody's doing something cool over there, I really don't give a fuck. I'm doing my thing. I'm here to drink and have a good time and just hang out with people. I could give two shits what anybody else is doing until they come into my area and fuck around.
I will say what attracted me to Raw and is her, she's so authentic.
Yeah.
Like when she does her, especially when she's doing Coffee Tattoo Horrors, you can tell like she actually knows her shit, or she's at least researched it. You know, there's not like a fake bone in her love of horror or in anything. You know, she legitimately, you can tell how much she fucking loves horror. And yeah. It's nice to see that, you know, anywhere, because from where I live in the Bible Belt, you don't see that. It's nice to find somebody that loves horror as much as I do and is authentic about it. And, you know, I mean, actually knows their shit.
Yeah. What was awesome too, I don't know if I mentioned it, was that I was always trying to find someone who liked horror as much as me as well. And I always would stumble into someone's stream and they would have the aesthetic. They would have like the black makeup, the red background, and kind of the I love horror type mystique, and they're playing like a horror game. And then I kind of ask them a question about horror, and it always turns into, okay, their favorite killer is Michael Myers. Okay, it's always Michael Myers. It's fucking nobody else. It's always fucking Michael Myers.
Because he's the best.
And then I would kind of ask them an easy horror question, like, oh, you know, who's your favorite final girl? I'd ask them, like, you love horror, so I'm asking you simple horror questions. I kind of get the, oh, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What's the final girl?
I get the thing as Rihanna is saying Daddy Myers. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So, and then when I finally went into Roz's stream, again, yeah, she knew what the fuck she's talking about. She doesn't have to wear the black makeup or the fucking...
And not just like the popular franchise shit. She knows all of the classics, of the B movies,
like
too.
Like 1930s. That's what I loved when I saw Ra wearing fucking the Black Lagoon. I was like, holy shit, fucking, we're going back to the 1930s now and shit. But again,
I never knew anybody else who loved Frankenhooker or even knew what the fuck that was until Ra.
And we speak very highly for Ra here on the podcast because she is an awesome person. If you haven't checked her out, Reanimate her. I would definitely highly recommend her. But you guys have been awesome too. And, you know, leading, again, when I met Ra, I met Serial in the Discord. I found out he was a streamer. Now he's annoying. I don't know why I talk to him, but, you know, now I talk to you, Sailor.
I talk to you now,
and Sailor's fucking a shitty host of Werewolf and drives me fucking crazy.
We're going to call you Six Shot Pat. Take you six times to get it right.
Listen, I was not sober when we played that Werewolf game, but the next time I played Werewolf...
Yeah, but when we played again, you sent me a message. You were like, so I was drunk as shit. What does this character do again?
I forgot the rules. That's why. I was hammered. We were watching UFC, and I just got fucking hammered and shit.
That's not even an excuse. I'm hammered most of the time I stream.
Yeah. Oh, here goes, of course, in chat, telling me I sucked at hosting. What else is new? Another one. So we're getting towards the end of the podcast here. Sailor, another mod
did
question.
Hurt your feelings?
Oh, no. Another mod question for Sailor, actually. Was there any, I know you mentioned Regal. What did kind of, kind of help you with modding? And was there any other mods that kind of helped you out as well?
There was one other mod, but I won't mention him here. But Regal was Regal not only taught me, I would say, more of the technical side of modding, you know, like about commands and all the buttons. And because honestly, if you don't know anything about streaming or modding or anything, that's a little bit overwhelming to pop up your mod now and you don't know how to do anything. And she was very patient in teaching me those things. And, you know, she was very adamant in that if I fuck up, I fuck up. It's okay. Gotcha. Which was nice. Fuck you. And, you know, one of the things I love about Regal is she goes above and beyond, not just for Reanimator, but for her friends as well. She not only taught me about modding, she also taught me how to use Photopea for editing content, editing art, everything that I needed to make stream loots. She took time out of her schedule to teach me how to even do stream loots, how to upload everything that I needed to, how to do the audios, everything. Like, she's amazing. I cannot praise her enough.
Yeah, Regal is a great mod. I remember, again, when I went into Ross' stream, and Regal was like the first one to basically say hello, and then unfortunately she told me she liked those fucking shitty Resident Evil movies, and I was like, oh my god, what the fuck? I might have to leave this.
You don't
this
mess fuck. With her, Mila.
I might
you
have
don't
to leave.
Mess with her, Mila.
I might have to leave this Discord.
Honestly, with me reading a name like In Our Mom's Basement, I don't really want to talk to you either.
No, Regal is awesome. Regal knows I'm just fucking with her. You know, what's funny is that when that first happened, Regal and like was ganging up on me, like, oh, I like those movies. But so then, like, gotten to know her, hanging out more, you know, she got to know me and I troll and shit like that. You know, we're really good buds now, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah. We surround ourselves with nothing but good people.
Yeah.
Thank
you. You know, we love to keep it very, very light. Like, you come into the Discord, you can pretty much get away with anything you want to chat about. We don't care.
Yeah.
As long as there's no racism, you're fine.
As long as you're not bringing in the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I'd say about any, like, any mod who's deciding they want to mod for a streamer. Make it someone you can get along with. Don't just mod for the sake of modding. Like, you don't want to just mod for anybody. You want to mod for somebody you actually get along with that, you know, I don't want to necessarily say shares the same values as you, but just, like, somebody you can kick back and relax with. You know, you don't want to be in a situation where you're stuck modding with someone you don't like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why are you modding for me? another thing, I hate the name mod. I try not to use it. I don't like calling anybody a mod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Serial's mods are his final girls.
All that
includes if we ever have a male mod, you're a final girl, bitch. Deal with it.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
I got
a scarf for that bitch.
And Serial, how many final girls do you have?
I have quite a few. I've got this one. I have actually Demonic Queen, Miss Machiavelli, and Reanimator.
They keep your ass.
Yeah,
in check.
Reanimator's just a newbie. I'm still showing her the ropes. She doesn't know how to mod that well yet. Just, you know.
So
Ra's just there for when I need someone to help me out.
So they're keeping your ass in check.
Nobody can keep my ass in check.
Ra's not a shitty mod. Ra's just great all around.
They try. They're trying to actually thwart what I had going with my mod. So at first I had Missy, and Missy would allow me to drink as much as I wanted. And she's kind of going away from that because Sailor got to her. And then I had Demonic, who would let me drink whatever I wanted. And now she's getting the reins pulled on her too. So
yeah, I noticed, Sailor, you cut Cyril off sometimes on stream.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's my job.
All the time.
That's a fun job. Well, nobody wants to see him up there going, okay, guys, like, I'm going to go fucking kill him.
And I just sound like Regal at 11 o'clock at night.
I was actually cracking up really quickly before when we were playing Werewolf the other day and Regal was like falling asleep. I messaged Regal and said, Regal, you're the werewolf. And she's like,
Okay. That is how you can tell if Regal is pissed or if she's just fucking tired, because she grumbles. She grumble talks. She's like, no, fucking guys.
And also,
she does a chewy thing too.
We don't really do this.
Does that Wookiee laugh?
We don't really do this on our podcast, but we're gonna shout out some Discord. So if you join the Inner Mom's Basement Discord, our special thing is that on every Saturday morning we do Saturday morning cartoons now. So right now we're watching the '90s X-Men. If you join a serial killer's Discord, do a lot of fun things. So Cyril, tell us about your Discord. You do a lot of fun things, and now we have Discord games. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so every Tuesday and Saturday, we will watch a horror movie, 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. Right now, we're going through the Scream series and the Final Destination series. Next, we're going to get into the I Know What You Did Last Summers and Urban Legends. And then usually right after the movie, we'll either play a game of Werewolf, or we'll do music trivia, or just hang out and bullshit and make fun of each other, because that's what we're all really good at.
We're trying to introduce a few more games into the Discord where you don't have to have a video game to play. Anybody can pop in and play the game. You know, just to... Because not everybody has a game. Maybe not everybody has a PC that they play on, and it can be frustrating when you can't jump in and play with your friends. So we're trying to, you know, figure out how we can make everybody able to join. Doesn't matter what console you have.
Well, tell us about Werewolf. You brought that game into the Discord.
I've been wanting to bring it in for a while, actually. It started off as an idea for Reanimator that never quite came into, you know, being able to do that, because, you know, we just didn't have time to sit down and talk with her. She's a very busy woman. But I thought it would be something she could bring to her stream. And then I just, you know, I kind of let it go for a while. And I'm like, what's another way, you know, we can use this game? Because I fucking love the werewolf game, the whole aspect of it. It's a lying game. And I thought, why don't we try it in Discord? So I decided on a night. I sent out a few invitations to people, you know, just to kind of test the waters, and invited people to play. And I think everybody enjoyed it. So it kind of worked out.
Let me get this right. You were going to give this genius thing to Raw before me?
Yeah, I actually, I don't know where the message is at, but I had messaged her a while ago. It's been like a year ago or more that I messaged her about Werewolf, because, you know, at the time she was talking about bringing other things into the stream, and she was wanting some ideas, and I just kind of kicked the idea to her, and we never had time to talk about it.
Treachery. Treachery.
And speaking of games, just want to make a quick announcement here for our live audience here on Twitch. Tomorrow at about 8:15 Eastern time, I know you guys will jump in later, which is fine. We are going to be playing Killing Floor 2 with the Monster Squad. Some of the people that will be featuring there are a serial killer and Sailor Moon right here. Reanimator is going to be there as well. And Erratic Agent is also going to be joining us. And we're going to kill some fucking Zeds. So yep, if anyone likes...
You're lucky. I'm so good at that game.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you'll fucking...
Your shooting accuracy sucks in games.
You'll leave us...
Nope, I'm so good.
You'll leave us fucking behind. But for our live audience, we'll be doing that tomorrow here at the Inner Mom's Basement channel here, so we're really looking forward to it. It's a fun week. Very excited. We had you two awesome people on the podcast, the Monster Squad Killing Floor Edition tomorrow. Very excited. Very excited. Last question for you guys before we kind of close out the podcast here. This one is for Cereal, and then I have one for you, Sailor, as well. For Cereal, what is the best advice you would give a new or a small streamer that's looking to stream? And for Sailor, what best advice would you give someone that's looking to mod, whoever wants to start?
I can. I joke around a lot when I mod, but I have to say that the most important thing you have to remember as a mod is anybody, all types of people, I guess, is what I'm saying. It can come into your stream at any point in time. And while, you know, you want to hang out and have a good time, just because your values and your opinions might differ from these people that come in, you should still be adult enough to respect them and treat them like a person and not be petty. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's important to be nice to everybody that comes into your stream within reason. If they're coming in and they're obviously trolling, but if they comment on anything political or anything like that, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. You don't have to agree with people, you know, but you can respect them as a person and be adult about it. And that's important when you're modding.
That's awesome. Very, very good advice. Serial, what about for a newer small streamer that's looking to get into streaming, or best advice for a small streamer too as well?
New streamer, old streamer, whatever streamer. When you get in there, if you're going to start up, don't worry about who's in your shit. Do your thing. Be you. Be true to yourself. Be true to the people that are in there with you. And just have a good time. If shit fucks up, catch your breath. Take a minute. Restart. It's not the end of the world. People are still going to be there. Right. There's, I don't know. I've had so many times where shit went bad, and I've actually had like TMS, Reanimator runs that shit, right? So the Monster Squad, I go down on stream live. My screen goes black. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there. I'm like, fuck. What do I do? Reanimator messages me. She gets online with me. We fix my stream live. Get everything working and just continue on. There's no rush. Everybody's there to see you. Have your time.
Yeah. Very good. And the Monster Squad, just a quick shout out to the Monster Squad, a group of amazing streamers. We have everything. We have horror content creators. We have podcasters. We have variety streamers as well. Very awesome group of people.
You fucking rock, guys.
And it was very honored to have met a lot of the people in the Monster Squad. And Sarah with an H who's in here. Definitely check her out. And definitely use her channel points to punch her.
I totally love her.
Or just join the Discords and give everyone stunners like I do, you know? That's always usually what happens.
It's no longer Sarah with an H, though. She's changed her name. She told me the other day in stream, and she said it exactly like this to me. Yeah, it's Sarah, S-A-R-A, with a goddamn H. All right, Sarah? That's exactly how she said it.
Pat, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. Can I say one more thing about Elias?
Absolutely, good.
And her stream coming up?
Mm-hmm.
So on Wednesday, I believe she told me she'll have it ready, but... she doesn't have an Xbox, and me and Serial really want to try to help her out and get her an Xbox. And so she's going to be doing a donation stream.
Okay.
She's going to be doing, if she can get, you know, the amount raised, I believe she's going to do a 24-hour stream, possibly cosplay, hoping. She might even read from a sex scene from 50 Shades of Grey, if we get it up there.
Oh, my Lord.
She might even say a curse word. I'm not exactly sure what she has planned, but, you know, she's a fucking amazing person. And even if it's shooting her 50 cents or a dollar, mm-hmm. if we can get her an Xbox, that would be fucking amazing. So,
yeah, I don't want her to curse ever. It'll ruin a bias for me.
And also, I don't know if you guys have noticed for our live audience as well, we hit our fucking goal. So I have to figure out when I'm going to be streaming.
Yeah. I can't wait.
So,
oh my gosh.
I have to figure out when I'm going to be streaming in a Tinky Winky costume. I'm kind of leaning towards a happy hour stream so I could drink in the Teletubby costume. So
that'd be great.
GG's,
make
everyone.
Sure it's after the end of this month so I can drink with you.
Cereal's got his Hogan.
It could be possible. That's yeah, it could yet. Be possible. I got to plan it out because I kind of have my head in what I want to have planned for the month. So it could, you know, take a little bit, but just... follow us on socials, IOMB5 on our Twitter. That's when I'll make the announcement when I'll be doing the Teletubby stream. And like I said, most likely it'll probably be fall on a Wednesday so I could drink and just dance in a Teletubby costume, I guess. But GG's, everyone. Thank you so much. That's our first community goal. So I really appreciate you guys.
Congrats, Pat.
Yep.
I really appreciate you guys. And I appreciate you guys coming on, Serial and Sailor. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out to come and you know, bullshit and chat. You know, I hope you guys had a good time.
I did. It's my pleasure, bud.
Really quickly, before we head out, Serial, do you want to let everyone know where they could find you on your socials and your Twitch?
In hell. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Usually at my house. But yeah, no, on Twitch.com/aserialkiller. Everything is a serial killer everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them.
Don't forget the numbers and the name.
And Sailor, what about you as well?
Oh, fucking find me in Discord. I'm always a serial.
So. Thank you guys so much again. Here we're going to go raid somebody. I hope the person will just edit out the ending there. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. You could follow us at In Our Mom's Basement on Twitch. Also, IOMB5 on Twitter. And In Our Mom's Basement on Instagram and Facebook. Again, Serial, Sailor, thank you guys so much for hanging out and joining us.
Yep, thanks, Pat.
All thank right. you, Pat.
Thanks, all guys. Right.
Michael, better than Jason.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah, true that.
You've just listened to the In Our Mom's Basement, a video game podcast with your hosts, Dan Geoffwe and Rage Quit Pat. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. See you in the next episode.